are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and we are joined by Georgina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. If you or someone you know is going through a divorce, a separation, one of the things that's going to come up, if of course, I think children are always first. I would imagine, Andrea, in a divorce consideration, you wonder about that, and
they
then
should be.
I would hope that's first.
Yeah,
I wonder. I mean, Gina, do some people go money first or kids first?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Depends.
Depends. I mean,
well, they're kind of wrapped up together, aren't they?
Exactly. Really. Exactly. And I think people usually forget exactly what you said. Kids come first, and they're just so worried about getting the other person or money, do you hit it right on the nail? Money or who's going to keep the house or, who's going to keep that they forget, what about the kids?
Do you think, though, they could be worried about the kids and the money, because how do you take care of your kids if you're worrying about who's going to get the property, who gets the house, where's the income coming from? So it does, I'm sure that people get defensive. Well, of course, I'm worried about my kids, but I got to make sure I can provide for them.
Right.
So it's hard to take a step back from that, isn't it?
It is. And, what we try to do is to, bring everyone back to what matters, the kids. Let's figure out a way so that this is not, the least financially hurtful for any side. Both parents need to contribute. It's still going to be the same as when you were married as far as that goes. Nothing should change because both parents should contribute. It shouldn't just be mom paying for kids or dad paying for kids. It should be, how much is this? Okay, let's do it together.
Right.
The two people are divorcing, not the family as a whole. That you never really divorce your family.
Right. That's important to remember.
Yeah.
Well, what are the factors that go into deciding who gets property, who keeps the house, who's going to move out, those kinds of elements?
Yeah, we see that a lot, especially if they still have a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
The judge will usually split up the property, either you can sell it, and then if there's any gains, then we would split them up. Of course, it also depends, was the property bought during the marriage, or was this a property that was acquired by one party before the marriage, then obviously, it's not marital property, right? And also, we talked about it last week, inheritance, if it's an inherited property, you can't touch it. It'll probably come into play as far as, where the children can stay, because whoever can provide the residential part of the aspect, would probably be in the best interest of the children to stay there. But the judge will either tell you can sell it and split it, or one person can keep it and the other person, will give you a year or two to refinance the other person out. Because sometimes that's what worries other people. It's if she's going to keep the house and my name is tied to it, how can I buy another house? It'll be hard even if I'm not paying for this house anymore. So the judge will usually we'll usually make it where let's give you a year, to refinance that person out.
Right.
So now the other person has buying power and they're not tied into a house they're no longer at.
Wow. I just wondered, what about jewelry? Diamonds or expensive things like that? I mean, I know who was it? Ariana Grande. And, they just got into this. Ariana Grande. Should she give the ring back? I mean, that's a huge different circumstance because that's probably a, several carat ring. But
for sure.
What about property like that where that's such significant value?
Well, the rule is what if, if the woman breaks off the engagement, she should give the ring back. But if it's the other way around, then she should keep it. Technically.
Or she keeps it both ways.
Well, technically, it's a gift, right?
It is a gift,
right? If someone's giving you, if part of giving you this gift was the promise that you were going to marry me and you're no longer marrying me, then it's a gift with a condition. But am I no longer marrying you because it's my fault, or is it because it's your fault? Because whose fault it is? If it's your fault that I'm no longer marrying you, I get to keep that ring.
So what about?
Because I kept my end.
But if it's a really expensive wedding band, like a 5-carat wedding band,
does that go into assets or is it?
Well, if it's a wedding band, everyone keeps their own.
Okay. So that is a gift.
Yeah,
okay.
That is a gift. Okay. I married you, right?
Yeah.
That's a gift.
That is a gift, yeah.
I gave you my...
Awesome. I gave you me.
Yeah, right. There you go.
We entered into... Well, and that's the thing, is that entering into a marriage and part of the reason why the government gets involved is that it is also a partnership financially.
Right. It's a promise. I'm giving you this in exchange for you promising to marry me.
Right.
And there's an offer, there's an acceptance, and there's consideration, the three elements of a contract.
There you go.
So when you know, when it does come down to property, and if it's more than just the house, let's say there's even like, you know, maybe they have a rental property. I mean, there must be other elements that make it even more complicated.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, most people nowadays either like they'll have that their main house, or they'll have their house in a, like a timeshare or a vacation home somewhere else. You know, like we've had divorces where like there's various homes. You know, where mm-hmm. like, I, you know, we just finished one where I think there were like three homes and like a timeshare and, you know, somewhere in like Florida or something.
Was a timeshare the reason for the divorce?
No. Right? You would think, right? No comments. No. But yeah, so each of them got to keep a house.
Uh-huh.
And then like this was like kind of this. It was a good divorce. Like, and what I mean by good is amicable. They right. were pretty much both in agreement. Like, they were smart. They realized either I can stay here and pay these lawyers to fight over this, or we can just agree to agree and like figure out what's best. So what they did is they put up the third home for sale, but in the meantime, they're splitting the rent.
That makes
so,
sense.
So, you know, they get 50-50. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the timeshare, they figured out a way that they can still both financially pay for it, like split up the bill, but they're also going to split up the time, like, that they're going to go on vacation, which I think is nice too,
because
they had so much money invested in the timeshare for them to let it go.
Yeah.
So they just figure it's cheaper to keep it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I know a couple that's, well, they're going through a divorce now, and they're still living in the house until...
Together.
Yeah.
That's so kind of, wild.
Which, you know, they say it's fine, you
Isn't
know?
Isn't there like a TV show about that?
I know.
There, I think so.
They say it's fine, but I know, you know, the one is still more hurt than the other, they're going to just stay and coexist until the house is sold.
Yeah.
I've had friends who stayed on the same property. And then they both started dating people.
Right.
What?
And that's what I think is going to start.
That's
going to
be the hard. Yeah. That's going
to
be the hard.
I don't know
part.
If it's going to be so amicable anymore. You can move.
Well, and then it got to be where they were like spying on each other and then calling up their, like, and emailing the divorce attorney. Oh, you know what I saw her do? Or you're not going to believe what he did to the attorneys. Right?
Yeah. And see, that's where it gets tricky.
Have you gotten things like that?
We have not, where they've actually, like, we've had it where they're living together until the divorce is finalized.
Right.
You know, I haven't had somebody that. After it's finalized, they still live together.
Yeah.
But we have had it where, like, you know, financially they just can't afford, like, usually it's, you know, like, I don't want to sound stereotypical, but usually it's the woman that financially cannot, because she's been in the marriage so long, and it's all the time she's been in the marriage she hasn't been working. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, where do I go? So until, like, the division, you know, happens and the maintenance happens, you know, she can't financially move out. Right. So we've had it where that has happened, and she's not dating. She's like, I'm not, it's not worth the headache for me. I just want to get this done. Once this gets done, I'll move on with my life, which I think in a way is kind of smart too, because, you know, the kids are like, they're going through all this with you, even though you may not talk to them about it, or they're going through this with you. They see it, they're they're living it. So she just didn't want to add, you know, stress to it. So she's like, I'm just going to not go there for now.
Right.
We are talking to Georgina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. If you have any questions or comments, maybe you or someone you know is going through a separation, a divorce, wondering what that's going to look like, you can, if you have any questions or comments, call or text to 312-981-7200. Again, the number is 312-981-7200. More in a moment with our guest when we come back on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, 720 WGN. When a couple decides to separate, perhaps divorce, one of the biggest issues after what happens with the kid, what's going to happen with the kids? How do we take care of them? Who's going to be responsible for where they live? I mean, both parents are responsible for where they live. We're talking to Gina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. But dividing the property, like whether it's, you know, actual property, or if it's, what about retirement accounts? Like, that must be something that's really hard perhaps one person has put away more and the other one's maybe a stay-at-home parent.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes that's kind of like what saves the whole like thing from getting uglier, because, like, you know, if there's a certain amount of maintenance that needs to be paid for a certain amount of years, but then there's a like a 401k or a pension out there, you know, we'll be like, well, you know, why don't you just give this percentage more out of there, and then we can eliminate the maintenance, or, you know, we'll pay it off in that way, or we'll increase the maintenance and you get to keep your whole 401k or whatnot. So sometimes it's a good thing when you have that, because we can, you know, as attorneys, we can like kind of, you know, bargain with
little wiggle room there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes they're like, I absolutely do not want to touch it, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, then increase it on this end and, you know, make up for it. or like, you know what, she can have it all, or she can have, you know, this much more, or he can have this much more, but I can't pay maintenance or whatever. Well, then we'll do that, you know. So it kind of gives us a little bit of breathing room mm-hmm. when, you know, like to negotiate things. But, you know, the law is, you know, they get 50%. Like, you know, or like you said, sometimes one person has less than the other. Mm-hmm. So then we'll just do 50% of each, and whatever the difference is, that's what the one that has more ends up paying, mm-hmm. you know, so that, you know, at least, you know, we try to make it as fair as possible, right? Because, you know, that's the law.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
That's how it works out. Is that also the same? Like, let's say someone in the couple has a professional license. Maybe it's something, because that can also be considered property.
Right.
If they have, let's say, a cabbie's medallion. Right. Those are worth a lot of money. That's actually property, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, we've never had that situation, to be mm-hmm. honest with you, but. You know, I would imagine that it would apply the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
property?
The value, and then, you know, divide it unless it was entered into prior to the marriage, unless it was acquired prior to the marriage, right. You know?
So anything you find of value, just be like, I had that. My mother gave me that when I was 6 years old.
Right. That's right. Why we should do prenups. Prenups.
Well, and how would you encourage people to take a step back before they're going to get married and sign a prenup? What are the things they should look for?
It's tricky because mm-hmm. obviously, like, some people look at prenups like, well, why are you saying we're going to divorce? Then why are we even getting married, right? Yeah. But, you know, it just avoids a lot of headaches, especially when you have, you know, a lot of assets. When one person has more assets than the other, or when you have something that, like, your mother gave you, or something of value that is not really considered an inheritance, but you want to protect, I say get a prenup. And, you know, because there's just no questions about it. This was part of the prenup. We're not even going to argue about it. We're not even going to fight about it. If we ever get divorced, you don't touch this, period. Right? So, you know, if you ever find yourself in a situation like that where there's just something that you just will not give up no matter what, get a prenup.
Get a prenup.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to do that. They're worried that, oh, what does that mean? Or they don't trust me.
You know, again, marriage is a contract, you know, like, and you have to, of course, everyone gets married for better or for worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times when it's for worse, that's when the divorces come in. So you also have to, you know, don't think of it as I'm going to get divorced one day. Think of it as if it ever happens, I want it to be as, you know, less painful as possible, as good as possible, as clear as possible. You know, I don't want to have to sit here and fight over things that we could just resolve right now.
Right. You have to say, God forbid.
Yeah,
God forbid. Oh, my mom always says that. God forbid.
From the 847, should I sign a quit claim on my house or not? My lawyer has not been very clear on what the implications are. I guess, first of all, tell us what a quit claim is.
A quit claim deed is when you're signing over your interest in the property to, you know, whoever. So I need a little bit more information to advise you on whether you should sign it or not. Mm-hmm. For example, if you're signing it because part of the agreement is that you give her the house and then, you know, in exchange for whatever it is that you're getting, then of course you should sign it. But by signing a quit claim, you're basically giving your rights to property. Even if you're on the mortgage, it doesn't mean that you're no longer responsible for the mortgage.
Oh.
So you have to be very careful with that. Because a lot of people think, well, I already signed a quit claim. Yeah, but you didn't sign over your rights in the mortgage. You're still finding. So you're signing over your rights in the property, but not your obligation in the debt. If that makes sense.
Have you had clients? It does. If you have, and by the way, 847, if you want to embellish a little bit and let us know what the rest of the
story
the situation is, that would be helpful for Gina and directly answering your question. But do you find that people come in with information, like they've already tried other attorneys and they weren't quite as informed on what their rights were, maybe in a situation like this where they were told to sign a quit claim, not understanding that that meant that you were still on the hook for the mortgage?
Oh, for sure. We've had situations like that where it's like, well, you signed over, you know, you already signed it. Like, there's no going back. I mean, we can try and do something with the judge and explain that you know, but the thing is you had an attorney. So, like, it's hard to say that you didn't understand it when you had an attorney. It's easier to say, I didn't understand what I was doing if you were unrepresented. But if you're represented and you still don't understand it, then I mean, it's probably time to look for a new attorney or to ask more questions.
If someone's switching attorneys and turning to someone like you at DS Case Law, what kind of, I mean, what does, or their first time coming into your office, what are some of the papers they need to bring with them? What information should they have on hand to make that first meeting go smoothly so that you have all the information you need?
Definitely, we need to, if possible, we need to have the petition for dissolution, which is the first, you know, paper that gets filed in a divorce action, or a petition for parentage if you're fighting custody or, you know, child support, whatever the petition is. That helps us understand a little bit of how your case is going. If you have a case number, if we're talking about financial, maybe your tax returns or your pay stubs, you know, things that you really want to, you know, get across in during this process, bring as much paperwork as you can. And definitely your attorney's information, because in order for us to do a substitution of attorney, we need to know who we're sending it to.
In what situations do you find that people are switching attorneys?
Well, just like you said, where they feel like the attorneys, like just today, I took a case from another law firm where the reason why they were leaving is because the attorney was not answering.
Ugh.
You know, they had lost contact with the attorney.
Oh, that's frustrating.
And they had court coming up in November, and they haven't heard from the attorney since June. That is a really long time to not hear from your attorney.
Like, oh my God.
That's a really long time. So
yeah, that's like
a long time not to get a voicemail.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
It's like a search and rescue mission at that point.
Right. Right. Exactly. I was like, wow. Okay.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's so stressful.
So that's
folks.
Yeah. That's definitely one of the reasons. You know, the other reason is because they didn't like what that attorney like had to offer. And sometimes it's not that they're doing anything wrong. It's just that sometimes people don't like what we have to say, you know, and sometimes I have to be like, well, I agree with your attorney. Like, this is really the most that can be done, you know, and sometimes it's like, well, you know, we could do a little bit more, but it's not going to be that much more. Or, you know what? It's completely wrong. We could do what you want us to do, you know, so it just depends. Like, we're very honest. We don't. You know, I'm not going to lie to you or pretend that I'm going to do miracles that are non-existent, you know.
Well, and that's the thing is to have level-headed, informed, you know, material that people can understand. That's, you know, this is the hardest thing they might go through in their entire lives as far as, you know, dealing with the legal issues. So how can people find out more? I know that it's RethinkFam.
RethinkFam.com. Uh-huh. And our phone number is 708-665-4500. That's our office number. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week number, so you can reach us at any time at 708-665-4500.
And again, RethinkFam.com. And if our listeners have any issues, I know that sometimes after we finish, they'll start texting and calling because they've been listening. So if there's something that you want to bring up, please feel free to email me. It's PattyHappens@gmail.com. You can also email Gina at her...
Gina@DSCase.com.
And if there's any issues you want us to tackle, we'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to having you again next week, my
friend. Thank you, Patty. It's been a pleasure.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
It's still nice out.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. More in a moment on 720 WGN.